At 5:30 in the evening, our train rumbled out of the old Nairobi station, heading west for Kisumu. Jane had decided to stay behind, but the rest of the family was on board. Kazia, Zaituni, and Alma in one compartment, Roy, Bernard, and myself in the next. "How long will it take to get to Home Square?" I asked.
"All night to Kisumu," Alma said. "We'll take a bus or matatu from there. Another 5 hours, maybe."
"By the way," Roy said to me, lighting a cigarette, "it's not Home Square. It's Home Squared."
"What does that mean?"
"It's something the kids in Nairobi used to say," Alma explained. "There's your ordinary house in Nairobi, and then there's your house in the country where your people come from. Your ancestral home. Even the biggest minister or businessman thinks this way. He may have a mansion in Nairobi and build only a small hut on his land in the country. He may go there only once or twice a year. But if you ask him where he's from, he will tell you that that hut is his true home. So when we were at school and wanted to tell somebody we were going to Alego, it was home twice over, you see. Home squared." Roy took a sip of his beer. "For you, Barak, we can call it home cubed." Alma smiled and leaned back in her seat, listening to the rhythm of the train on the tracks. "This train brings back so many memories. You remember, Roy, how much we used to look forward to going home? It's so beautiful, Barak. Not at all like Nairobi. And Granny, she's so much fun. Oh, you will like her, Barak. She has such a good sense of humor."
"She had to have a good sense of humor," Roy said, "living with the terror for so long."
"Who's the terror?" I asked.
Alma said, "That's what we used to call our grandfather, because he was so mean."
Roy shook his head and laughed.
"Wow, that guy was mean. He would make you sit at the table for dinner and serve the food on the china like an Englishman. If you said one wrong thing or used the wrong fork, pow! He would hit you with his stick. Sometimes when he hit you, you wouldn't even know why until the next day."
Zaituni waved them off, unimpressed.
"Ah, you children only knew him when he was old and weak. When he was younger, hey, I was his favorite, you know, his pet. But still, if I did something wrong, I would hide from him all day. I would be so scared. You know, he was strict even with his guests. If they came to his house, he would kill many chickens in their honor. But if they broke custom, like washing their hands before somebody who was older, he would have no hesitation in hitting them, even the adults."
"Doesn't sound like he was real popular," I said.
Zaituni shook her head. "Actually, he was well respected because he was such a good farmer. His compound in Alego was one of the biggest in the area. He had such a green thumb, he could make anything grow. He had studied these techniques from the British, you see, when he worked for them as a cook."
"I didn't know he was a cook,"